question was asked. David the Melech says in Tehillim, I've transgressed against you alone, Hashem. So it sounds like what he did with Bathsheba was also something inappropriate between man and his fellow man. So I heard a very nice pshat in this from Tzvi Schwartz, who was formerly Rosh Yeshiva of Eisha Torah's Hesder program. And he said, Chazal tell us that in everything David HaMelech did, there was technically, halachically, nothing wrong. Technically. Yet, what happens? Anyone who hears the story says, oh, come on. So technically, halachically, he could set it up. But, wait. On the books, did David HaMelech take a married woman? No. On the books, technically, retroactively, she was not married. On the books, did David HaMelech did he kill Uriah Hitti? No. He was killed by enemy sword. It's true, they set up the war in a way. On the books, was David wrong in killing Uriah? No. The way Uriah spoke to David, David had the legal basis to execute Uriah the Hittite. He chose to do it in a different way. But technically, so wait a second. Technically, did he do anything wrong? No. But did he do anything wrong? Of course. What do you mean? The whole story, you hear the story, and you say, well, what's going on here? This is a tzaddik finds technicalities to take a married woman from her husband and then kill him? So that's what David HaMelech is saying. I know that by the letter of the law I have an answer for everything I did. But Arabe Nechasiti, I didn't live up to the way you want a Jew to live. It's not only about can I find the halachic loopholes and say, I'm okay, you can't touch me. By the letter of the law, I'm kosher. But it's not only the letter of the law. How does Hashem look at him? So when David HaMelech says, I've done what's wrong in your eyes, he's saying, the picture stinks. The fact that technically I have answers for everything I did, it's still what's bad in your eyes. I know that what I did is bad in your eyes because technically no one could take him to task. Technically in the court, he has answers for every claim against him. Technically he did nothing wrong. So what did he do wrong? He did what was bad in the eyes of Hashem. You ask him, is this how Hashem wants a Jew to live? David HaMelech, I'm not asking you about laws. Laws you have answers for. You have a great lawyer, you have all the answers, everything's legal. But is this what Hashem wants of you as a Jew? Ah, harabei necha asiti.